On the show today, we have PolicyWorks' very own Jeremy Smith and Dupaco Credit Union's very own Todd Link talking about PolicyWorks providing credit unions with a free tool to identify business continuity planning gaps. So check it out. Before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about QMutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have PolicyWorks' very own Jeremy Smith. Jeremy, how are you doing down there?
Good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. And then we also have Dupaco Credit Union's very own Todd Link. Todd, how are you doing right next to me there?
We're doing really well. Additionally, things are good here in Iowa.
Good. Good to hear. Yeah, good to hear for sure. Hey, we're talking about something else equally as good. PolicyWorks is providing credit unions with a free tool to identify business continuity planning gaps. Pretty cool news here, Jeremy. So I'll start with you. I mean, so what are you hearing from credit unions out there in regards to their business continuity planning?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing we've learned through these last couple of months is that there was nothing that really could prepare credit unions for what we've gone through, especially with the onset of everything.
Yeah.
You know, from working and talking with a lot of these credit unions, and you think, you know, they, a lot of them have the BCB plans in writing and they've looked at them and things like that. But, you know, for a good chunk of them, a lot of them, you know, something like a pandemic where it's different than a natural disaster, like, you know, for, especially for us here in the Midwest, right, where if a tornado or a flood, you know, usually that takes out just a branch or something like that where, you know, one branch or one location is affected, where this is a lot wider spread from an effect standpoint, and preparing for that disruption was, I think, something that just a lot of folks just, you know, didn't have planned for or just didn't even think about when, you know, looking at BCP.
Yeah, it affects everything for sure. And Todd, I mean, how has the pandemic impacted the way your credit union has, or even will in the future, set up and deploy its business continuity plans?
Well, I think that's the important discussion point here today. And to Jeremy's point, the business continuity plans of yesteryear just weren't, as much as any of us might have tried to keep them up to date and as current as possible, things like procure large supplies of N95 masks, something so simple as that. Nearly every FI in the country, one of their lead statements in the pandemic section was procure N95 masks. Little did we realize that those supplies weren't going to be available. Little did we realize that the government, state, and local and federal municipalities might step in and have some regulatory requirements like closing, you know, encouraging the closure of lobbies to try to flatten the curve, things like that. But I got to give a lot of credit to Jeremy and his team at PolicyWorks, because they actually took what was happening on the ground in all 50 states, quickly digested it, and put together a model that all of us could go through really quickly, really easily, to double check, to make sure all of our I's were dotted, our T's were crossed, and we were well prepared to enter into the pandemic.
Yeah, I think the word or the term pivot is probably the opportune one for this time. And it sounds like all of us did that in one way or another. And Jeremy, getting back to you, speaking of pivoting here, tell us about this tool that PolicyWorks is making available to clients and partner members and to credit unions, Dupaco included.
Yeah, so for folks that don't know, you know, PolicyWorks, back early part of the year, we acquired a GRC technology company called ByClarity, based out of Tralee, Ireland, and they still operate over there in the space with different credit unions and different insurance companies and health companies. And, you know, it's something we got the idea quickly from them, as they were running into issues over there across the pond as well, and building something that they could just provide the clients that, you know, free of charge, and even providing it to non-clients alike, is just something to help out during this time. And we wanted to do the same thing here in the States and offer that, as you mentioned, to our clients and the credit unions of our member associations and leagues. Just again, as you know, there was so much going on during that time frame, and I know that Todd probably can attest to, is They're just, yeah, you're scrambling. You're trying to figure out what way is up and what way is down. And we wanted to at least do our part as far as helping credit unions be able to provide them with this tool, a nice little tool that they could really quickly go through, just assess where they're at with certain areas, whether it be, you know, technology and employment and things like that. So they could have a quick little printout and report to see where their gaps are, see what areas that they might need to really focus on. And, you know, two, after every the dust settles, it's something that they can go back to and say, okay, now that we've done this, where are key areas? Where are the holes that we have from a VCP perspective that we can now go back and fill in, that in case this does, you know, happen again, we can go back and make sure we're prepared for it next time.
Yeah. I mean, and Todd, I'm sure, like, when you're looking back at, you know, a pandemic plan or some sort of plan, I mean, how could you plan for something like this? But I'm sure these gaps in many cases look like the Grand Canyon. Is like, oh my gosh, why didn't we think of that type of thing? So what is your take on the tool?
Absolutely. And the tool helps identify your strengths, point out your strengths, which is fine. But most importantly, it identifies those gaps. Some of them could be as large as a Grand Canyon or as small as a crack in between, you know, a small sidewalk crack, essentially, that you just need to fill. But really, it gets into things like privacy. You know, when we transition 50 to 70% of a workforce to work remotely, that changes the whole dynamics of privacy, right? Paper versus all online, and then, you know, making sure the individuals have privacy in the home to be away from other people in the home, because that information is all private and proprietary to what we do every day. And, you know, Jeremy and his team and the team at PolicyWorks with ByClarity have given us the ability to really understand each one of those points, remind us of the criticality of each one of those areas and subsections, score it. So you walk away kind of knowing what risk threshold are we taking by deploying, you know, remote workforce, maybe limiting lobby traffic, using more drive up, what kind of risk profile are we accepting, and what can we mitigate away? And then ultimately, like you, to your point, is when we can come back now and then revisit, what did we say were those critical infrastructure pieces? And you know, I found that the shortage of pens, paper, and some of that stuff never materialized, but toilet paper did, hand sanitizer did, and obviously masks. So it gives us that ability then to circle back around. And as we all know, we want our VCP plans to be a living, breathing document. And this is just another way to keep that alive and in front of people and revise it on as we continue forward.
Yeah, no doubt. And Jeremy, I mean, what was the spark that kind of inspired this tool? Was it the pandemic or was it something else? Because, I mean, I say that because I think this could be, this could continue on post-pandemic, having a tool like this to kind of, you know, cross, like Todd was saying, cross all your T's and dot all your I's. So I can see it going, having some legs after the pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, today the ByClarity solution has some BCP pieces around it, some BCP solutions, but it's really looking at that wider breadth of the actual planning and the executing piece. Mm-hmm. And this was really born from that and really trying to at least filter those broader BCP pieces down to something that could be utilized today for credit unions right off the bat when they're doing this. So, you know, I think it's really taking what we've had today from a technology and solution standpoint and bringing it into a really user-friendly, quick execution guide that a lot of the credit unions could use. And then, again, I think to your point, Mike, it's good to help. Then they can correlate that back to a broader BCP plan. They can really then incorporate that into looking at that BCP plan as a whole and the execution pieces. Because as I mentioned up front, you know, it's not just the pandemic that you're evaluating on the BCP side. There's a lot of different things that can trigger. And I think this helps bring that up back into that broader conversation.
Yeah. Complementary is the word I'm thinking of. This really complements what you already have, I would think, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And Todd, I mean, what are your terms in using this for the future? Obviously, it's super important to have right now in the situation we're in right now. But what are your plans for the future with this?
Well, I think this type of tool can be useful for any type of disaster, business continuity event, yeah. Disaster recovery, because really what it does, it gives you that opportunity to pause. You know, a pandemic or a disaster creates that fog of war, if you will, sometimes, yeah. Where you're running 100 miles an hour in multiple directions, and it causes all of us to be able to, the best laid plans in the world are going to need revision, mm-hmm. and modification as you go. This gives you that pause. Take a minute, go through the checklist, make sure that you're not missing any of the key constituents, make sure you're not missing any of the key elements, and then use that tool as you continue to have meetings and as the situation on the ground changes, you can continue to start making notes in the margins of, at the end of this, yeah, here's some things that we're going to take away, some nuggets we're going to change. This is some improvements we can make to get faster, quicker, smarter, more efficient the next time. And I think that's to the credit of Jeremy and the Viclarity model. It was easy to use, and you come away with a nice, simple printout, and it points out, like I said, areas of opportunity, deficiencies, strengths, and then you can use that as a kind of a markup tool. And actually, I have one sitting right here that we've used throughout the pandemic as a markup tool. And now we're going back into the actual full document itself, the BCP plan, and then using those little nuggets and making tweaks as appropriate.
That's huge. And I have to tell you, fog of war is probably one of the best analogies I've heard so far, regarding the situation that we're in. Oh my gosh, that just describes it perfectly, perfectly. And Jeremy, where can folks go to find out more about this tool? Obviously, go to the PolicyWorks website, or where else can we go?
Yeah, you can go to the PolicyWorks website. For those that are member credit unions, it's out on our members only pages as well. So if anybody's interested, yeah, just please feel free to reach out, call the number. One of our folks will be glad to get you to the right spot.
Right on. I'm going to call you, Jeremy, because you're in the know on this one for sure. All right, guys. Todd, anything else to add from your perspective on this?
I'll just throw out, I know there's a lot of credit unions out there sitting, in their chairs right now saying, I don't know if I have enough time to take time to do something like this right now. I'd make the argument, and I was in the same boat, but I think the argument really is, can you afford not to take the time to do it? And I think by taking a few minutes right now to work with Jeremy and his team, go through the assessment, I think you're going to be pleased with the results, and ultimately, we're all going to be better able to serve our members and meet the examiner expectations and regulatory expectations.
Yeah, that's a good point. Take the time to set yourself up for success down the road, for sure. Good point. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get going. Jeremy, anything else? Do you have anything else to add on this one as well? Or
No, I think Todd summed it up perfectly right there.
I think so too. All right, gentlemen, I'll let you guys get back to work, and appreciate the time, and keep up the good work, okay? And above all, stay healthy and stay safe, okay?
Thank you very much,
Mike. All right, sounds good. Exactly. Well done.